heart. Magic Man 1007. Here's a question I ask rhetorically, and by me, well, I guess that's not right because I do have an answer. Usually when you ask a rhetorical question, you don't expect an answer from the person to whom you pose it, and you don't have an answer yourself. I do have an answer. So what I'm saying is I don't want to take calls on this. I'll tell you what, we'll have Jason just briefly sit in as the role of the audience. Excluding anything that has anything to do with computers, iPads, or iPhones. Name the last really cool invention. So again, not an app, and you can't say the iPad, iPhone. Excluding any of that. Name the last really cool invention. Back, it's 2014. So we have had 15 years of the 21st century, if you include the year 2000, which I do. Some people don't. But if you do, excluding, again, iPhone, iPad, or anything digital, wireless, handheld, laptop, even desktop, what's the greatest invention thus far of the 21st century? Struggling over there a little bit, aren't you? I couldn't come up with one. And there's a story in the news today. Jason is now, his mind, I can see the wheels churning over there. I've come up with a reason why that is. Do you know that at the beginning of the 20th century, there was a proposal to close the patent office? Well, everything's been invented. That seems a bit silly now, doesn't it? Because the 20th century would see all sorts of innovations. The 19th and the 20th centuries saw more innovations, probably, and most of them from the United States, not all, but most of them from the United States. Think about where we were in 1800, and think about where we were in 2000. The advancement. Now, here's something people tend not to notice. Not all inventions of the 19th and 20th century, but many inventions of the 19th century and 20th century had a singular result. They made the world smaller. Here's what I mean. The 18th and 19th century are seen as the era of speed, where we tried to go further, faster. The era of speed was declared over when President Obama ended government-funded manned space travel by the United States. But everything we did in the 18th and 19th century were to go faster, further, or communicate more along, also shrink the world by communication. Think of how much cross-country railroad changed America. I mean, really changed it. You could now move products from stores in New York to California. Tiffany's could now sell a very, very expensive crystal chandelier to a railroad baron in Minnesota. They couldn't do that before. How were you going to haul that thing over there, stagecoach? You could now haul meat west in icebox cars. Woolworth could now sell products in California. What do you think gave rise to the catalogs, store catalogs? People who would never set foot in a Sears could now buy their products. And then the Morse code telegraph, Samuel Morse. What were the first words sent by telegraph? What hath God wrought, which he took from Scripture. But boy, he had it right. These things changed the world. But if you take those and you take the innovations of the 20th century, now some people have a couple of examples, but if you take most of the innovations of the 20th century, they all had another goal: to make people's lives better. Now, that doesn't mean everything is important, and that doesn't mean everything was in need. You didn't need TV. You could live without TV, but it made life better. We don't focus on that anymore. There are some things. A friend pointed out rear view cameras for backing in vehicles. Jason says lightweight titanium wheelchairs. Okay, that's not bad. I wouldn't say either has changed the world, though. For some people. For some people, yeah. It's changed a portion of the world. Not as broadly as some of the other innovations I just mentioned. The titanium wheelchair isn't the same as railroad. The backup camera isn't the same as railroad or the telegraph or radio or telephone or television or mass-produced automobiles or jet aircraft. Why don't we do those things anymore? I think I have an answer. Big story in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It hails a new invention. This is big stuff. I mean, this is stop the presses kind of stuff. Kimberly Clark has invented a toilet paper roll without the tube. If I could say I bleep you not on the air as a pun, I would say I bleep you not. Yeah, even I don't even agree with that. Blu-ray players, LCD, LED TV monitors, cell phones, those are all improvements on existing innovations. Wi-Fi is disqualified based on the parameters I set. Hybrid cars have not changed the world yet. Okay, so Kimberly Clark says the simple step of skipping the center tube in its Scott Naturals bathroom tissue could eliminate a large chunk of 17 billion such tubes thrown away each year, enough to fill the Empire State Building twice. So this is all about saving the planet. This is all about you feeling good. The next time you go take a poo and you change the roll, you know you won't be flushing. And apparently some people flush the cardboard tubes, according to this story. But you won't be filling landfills or clogging the sewers of that cardboard. And you're going to sleep better at night. This is how we think about innovations these days. Not how to make our lives better. Not how to make our lives more fulfilling, but to feel warm and fuzzy. I'm not going to throw away a cardboard tube, and I'm not going to clog up the planet. The mindset has changed. Oh, sure, you have the little convenience things. The last world-changing thing, really, I would argue, is the wireless device. The one before that was the computer itself. But the world has changed with the things you can do in the palm of your hand these days. There's no doubt about that. However, everything is limited to advanced information systems. We don't want to go faster anymore because with that thing in the palm of my hand, I can bring it to me. I don't need to go there. As recently as 10 years ago, We were talking about space planes that would skip the atmosphere and get you from New York to Paris or London in less than an hour. You know what? We don't even talk about that anymore. You know why? There's no business application. You can communicate with London and Paris if you need to. If you want to go see it, you'll sit the 6 or 7 hours. If you're a tourist. Things that people will want. This is where Jobs was brilliant. Jobs knew what people wanted before they wanted it. That was his brilliance. Like Robin Williams, he couldn't control it all the time, which is why he was the erratic personality that he was. Jobs, that is. But we are a herald. There's a story today that heralds the advent of the tubeless tube or roll of toilet paper. Is this going to be a hit? I doubt it. Because how does it improve my life? Well, you're saving the planet. Give me a break. Now, is that a bad thing? No. Is anybody going to really care? No. I think we have lost the what can we do to make life better? Okay, an emailer says efficiency is efficiency. If through efficiency we can create less detriment to the globe, then great. Much better than carbon offsets, isn't it? Okay, I agree with that, but my point is it makes you feel better. It doesn't make your life better. Having fewer tubes in a landfill right now isn't going to make your life better. And I'm not saying, and don't mistake here, I'm not saying this is necessarily a bad thing. By the way, it's no cheaper because by the retrofitting they had to do for manufacturing, the expense is the same. Is this something you were lying awake with? Geez, lying awake at night, I wish they would come up with the tubeless roll of toilet paper? Which brings me to my next question. What are the things they could invent that people really want that aren't there? Teleportation would be nice. That's not going to happen anytime soon. The food replicator from Star Trek would be cool, but I'm reaching a bit. Just a bit. I was just saying, I think the focus has changed. Doing something first, doing it better. I would put the 3D printer in the digital world, but that's probably the biggest one. It's 10:20.
The Jerry Bader Show.